Happy Aloha Friday, everyone. This is Catherine Cruz, and this is The Conversation, Hawaii Talks. Mahalo for joining us here on the 7th of November. Today, we've gathered voices in our studio to help lay out the ways that needy families can navigate how they can get financial assistance to get food on the table. The Department of Human Services and Catholic Charities are joining us in the studio to help answer questions you may have about the safety net that officials are trying to get in place while the legal wrangling over a contingency fund payout. We invite you to call in with questions you may have about accessing aid or about how you can help your neighbor if they are among the 165,000 who did not get their food assistance earlier this week. Join our roundtable talk. We want to hear from you. The number to reach us, 808-941-3689. You're tuned to The Conversation here on Hawaii Public Radio. I'm Catherine Cruz. You know, the Trump administration had appealed a judge's order that required it to release full funding for families on food assistance programs by today. And the legal wrangling has meant that many of the 42 million people across the country who rely on the Supplemental Nutritional Assistance Program, or SNAP, initially didn't get money in their accounts for November. But there has been a development. You know, with all the uncertainty looming, the governor did step up a program to tap into different streams of state resources to help those affected. Joining us today for our roundtable talk, our Deputy Director of Human Services, Joseph Campos. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, and you, hopefully you can elaborate on this latest development. We also have Jillian Okimoto from Catholic Charities. Good morning.
Aloha, good morning.
Yeah, so Joe, let's just start out because it's just been back and forth and back and forth. So what can you tell our listeners? What has happened this morning?
Yeah, sure. So that's the understatement, the back and forth and back and forth. You know, it's been developing since the first ruling. What was that? 2 days ago, I think, or 3 days ago. And originally it was partial SNAP at 50%. Then yesterday it was partial SNAP at 65%. But the plaintiffs went in and appealed and said, hey, we need full SNAP benefits. And so then the decision came out yesterday afternoon from the Rhode Island court that stated that the Trump administration would have to fund the full 100% for November. So then we found out that the administration appealed that, but states moved almost immediately to file the SNAP November benefit file, which starts the process of getting SNAP funded. So I believe Wisconsin was funded yesterday, along with California and Michigan. Hawaii immediately worked on our plan and filed it early this morning. And by 9:30 a.m., people who received SNAP started to see the money on their accounts.
But I bet you people were a little, like, worried, like, can I pay this amount? I mean, can I, you know, use it now?
Right. So we've been getting numerous phone calls into our various branch division, you know, checking in to say, hey, is this a scam? Can we use it? What's going on? So we are working on guidance and a press release to get the information out to people that, yes, this is your SNAP benefit for the month of November. Please utilize it.
And I mean, it's just been a crazy time, you know, and anticipating, you know, this back and forth. The governor did step up the Hawaii Relief Program, and Catholic Charities, you folks are helping to administer this. But what can you tell us, like, just in this 1 week, what's the response been like?
It has been a tidal wave of requests and incoming calls, website inquiries. I believe we had about maybe 8,600 links, you know, clicked on, applied for, and just alone on our website, 34,000 clicks. So a lot of interest, a lot of need out there.
Yeah, a lot of people very worried. But then what happens? I mean, so if the money's good and it's for real, what happens to the Hawaii Relief Program?
It's still ongoing because it's not directly for folks who are SNAP impacted or furlough impacted. or federal government basically shut down impacted. It was developed before all of this happened. So the key terms here are episode of need. So if you have an episode of need, yet you still don't have SNAP or you're not, you know, government employed, you can still apply.
Okay. All right. But you just keep the application process going then, don't?
Yes.
Just to be sure. Just to be safe, right?
Right. And if I can just add a little bit more information to that, you know, Jillian was absolutely correct, right? It was a program that we started conceptualizing back in September. And it utilizes the governor's emergency proclamation on homelessness. Because one of the things that we want to do is ensure that should people have an episode of need, that they do not become homeless. So it just so happens that right when we were ready to release information on it, we had the impacts of the federal shutdown also occurring. So what's important for people to understand is that the episode of need is your current situation. So we're not looking at previous annual income. We're looking at your annual income as of the day you apply. So if you're furloughed and you have a paycheck of zero, that means you have $0. That's your annual income at that moment in time. So the real purpose of this is to ensure that if people are having or experiencing financial crisis, that they don't be put in a situation where they become homeless. So I really want to stress that to individuals. And this is why something I always tell people, anytime it's an eligibility question, let the experts decide, right, if you're eligible or not. So apply for the program if you're experiencing financial crisis, and we can see if you're eligible. You know, the worst thing is for people to make an eligibility determination on their own when they could actually be benefiting from these programs.
Right. But there has certainly been so much worry, you know, because people rely on their SNAP benefits. It's been very trying. Again, if you're listening out there and you have any questions, the number to reach us is 808-941-3689. You know, we did just come off a food distribution drive, and we did check in with the Hawaii Food Bank, you know, because, you know, the demand is there. And I think they had actually serviced some 2,000 people. They lined up, you know, at that site yesterday. We talked to Rowena Brown, and she says she was heartened because some of those who volunteered yesterday were state workers. She says they do need more help as their staff is stretched thin and is exhausted.
It's, you know, difficult for a lot of people that are going through just the interruption of the shutdown because, you know, it's not just one spouse. It's both spouses not working, of course, you know, and some of them have 2-3 children. They still have to pay their mortgage and their bills. So we had food. We're still sourcing a lot of food. Anything that can, you know, stretch a meal like rice or pasta is a huge need for us. Any canned veggies, canned meats, and canned fruits is pretty critical for the families that we're serving right now.
And what can you tell us about future food distribution sites that will be organized?
Well, we have one scheduled today at Hawaiian Airlines. This one is to support a lot of the employees that are still required to work. So we're supporting them right now with both food distributions as well as gift cards that we've had donated. We have another distribution at Leeward Community College, which will be on Sunday. It's for 1,000 households and families, and we are needing approximately 115 volunteers. So if anyone is available on the weekend and have time, we would greatly appreciate their support.
You know, when we talked to her this morning, she said she's been operating on 4 hours of sleep all this week, every night. And I'm sure the same is, you know, can be said of you folks and your staff. I mean, what's it been like for you, Joseph?
Yeah, you know, the staff at DHS has been working tirelessly, you know. Of course, one of our main goals is to make sure that we support people whenever we can. You know, you can't go to sleep when you're worried about people having food insecurity. You know, there was a comment on one of the posts that, oh, this guy looks exhausted. You know, and so but it's exhausted for a good reason.
Yeah, for sure. Well, you know, we also talked to Aloha United Way. Michelle Bartel, the president and CEO, says that it's seen a surge of 211 calls, and normally it gets about 150 calls. That jumped to more than 1,000 after the governor announced the Hawaii Relief Program.
We're definitely seeing a lot of community need. 43% of those callers are kupuna. The top three requests right now to 211 are food pantries, rent payment assistance, and just general information on the government shutdown. And, you know, our team is small but mighty, and they have been doing a truly admirable job of making sure they clear those call queues every day. In the meantime, we are encouraging those people who can self-serve to use the AW211 search engine. All of the resources are there for them. But of course, if they do need additional support or they need real-time language interpretation, they can go ahead, call 211 and either leave their callback number and we will call them back in the queue, or they can engage with specialists via chat. And, you know, we just are trying to manage expectations. Typically, we're able to answer 90% of phone calls within the first 30 seconds. Because we are being so inundated, that number has obviously dropped, but it's still, when I was looking at the statistics, pretty impressive. However, it does mean that it might take a couple hours for the specialist to call you back when you leave your name in the queue, your name and number. You don't lose your spot. Our team is definitely really committed to making sure that they can get everyone the resources that they need. So we just appreciate folks understanding that it's not going to be as fast as it usually is.
And I know that folks at Aloha United Way are saying if you can go online, if you have any questions, sometimes that might be faster. But we know that a lot of people do like to call and talk to somebody on the other end. Is there anything else that you want to tell us, Jillian, or tell our listeners out there about this, since, you know, this latest development?
Sure. I mean, we're very happy to hear that, you know, folks got their SNAP fulfilled. But they should still apply because there was a gap, a crisis. And like Deputy Director Campbell said, if you are trying to, you know, make your own eligibility requirement, actually let us determine that. So we highly encourage folks to still apply. One thing I do want to stress, though, it is for a household with a minor child in it. So we do have a lot of single or all adult households calling, but you do need a minor child.
And then once the application is in and it's decided on, how soon could people expect that assistance?
So we would like to, you know, give you that answer right away, but unfortunately, because of the high volume of inquiries, and then on top of that, now we're processing, you know, the pre-screens. It will take a little bit of time for us to get back to you, but we do have, like, you know, a list of, you know, who submitted things first, etc. So we go down the line in the order received, and we do return your calls, your emails, and also in between that, processing all of the pre-screens and applications.
Okay, so the safety net doesn't disappear.
No.
It's still in place.
Yeah.
And one thing I also wanted to add, so thank you for mentioning about it's for families with dependent children. That also includes women who are pregnant in their third trimester.
Okay. All right. So, yeah, all this important information to get out there. You know, this is The Conversation on Hawaii Public Radio. Our guests in our studio are Joseph Campos, the Deputy Director of the Hawaii Department of Human Services, and Jillian Okamoto, Division Administrator at Catholic Charities. We'll be right back after a short break.
On the next Science Friday, the story of a scientist who decided to dedicate her career to an understudied disease, endometriosis.
Oh my gosh, of course, I'm an engineer. There are things I could probably do that haven't been done before, so why don't we give it a try?
That's on Science Friday from WNYC Studios.
Beginning this afternoon at 1.
A walk in the woods can be an excellent mood booster. But having access to nature may do even more than lift our spirits.
It's just amazing that being randomly assigned to the room that had the modest nature view could speed recovery and also cause people to use less pain medication.
The healing balm of Mother Nature. This week on Hidden Brain from NPR.
Beginning Sunday morning at 11.
If you're just joining the conversation, we're talking about SNAP benefits, and we'd like to know how disruptions to those benefits and the government shutdown are affecting you. We invite you to join our discussion at 808-941-3689 or 1-877-941-3689 from the neighbor islands. And, you know, Joseph, maybe you can help our listeners out there because, you know, if they're checking their EBT cards and then they see that there's money available, the full amount that they expected to get a week ago, you know, what do they need to know?
Yeah, so as we discussed a little bit earlier, you know, as of about 9:30 this morning, people were starting to see their full SNAP benefit on their card. In addition, as of yesterday at 11 a.m., people should have seen the $250 emergency food assistance program that Governor instituted on their card, pending with an activation date of Monday the 10th. So the governor made a commitment to ensure that people would not experience food insecurity. You know, during the kind of chaos of the shutdown, everything was uncertain, right? Federal SNAP benefits were uncertain. The only certainty was what the state could do to help protect the people who were on SNAP. And so one of the points that the governor wanted to make is that this was a commitment he was going to go forward with no matter what the federal government did. So for those people who have the SNAP benefit, the additional $250 per individual in the household is going to remain on their card. And so that is a commitment by the governor to ensure that oftentimes people on SNAP still experience food insecurity towards the end of the month. And so this is a way to just make sure people had some sense of security.
And, you know, we do have to say that initially when they announced this, right, the governor said it would be available on the 14th. And, you know, staff just scurried around and managed to get it all together. And it's now going to be available on the 10th, which is really, you know, kudos to the folks that work behind the scenes to make that happen.
100%. You know, we have great technology partners. You know, the staff, this goes back to the working tirelessly. You know, we had a target date of the 14th, but we knew we had to try to get it out sooner than that.
And then did Catholic Charities have a play in that at all, a part in that?
No.
You were just waiting on the sidelines to see. You know, we did just go across the street to talk to people to see how aware they are, you know, about all this was coming down. One of our producers, D.W. Gibson, spoke with Rose Castell outside of Don Quixote this morning. She and her husband are from the Philippines. He works as a janitor and just became a U.S. citizen, and they hadn't heard about the state relief programs that are in place.
We are Filipinos. My husband just passed the American citizenship, and we are glad he can avail all those things, the EBT, the food. Now it is shut down, so we feel bad. So we are so sorry for him and for us that we cannot avail those things because no EBT now, no food stuff.
But it sounds like it's bad timing because he's just passed the test and it's just now as the government is shut down.
But it's bad timing. You know what? He worked here as a janitor, but in the Philippines, we are retired teachers. Oh my God. So hard life here in Hawaii. Oh, and expensive. Our apartment is 1,700. It's good. My children, three children are there with us. Just arrived last year. So it's good. But the government doesn't feel something good to the people.
you know, your heart just goes out to them because they're just trying to make sense of, you know, what's going on. We do have a call from Jay from Honolulu. Hi, what's on your mind this morning?
Good morning to you and your guests. And I want to thank you at the top for doing this program. I think it's obviously hugely relevant and it's very, very informative. Thank you for your time and all the research that your staff does. My question is, prior to the $250 credit to the EBT cards, it was my understanding that half of the monthly EBT payment was going on a person's card and the other half was going to cash. So my specific question is, this $250 is coming from the state. Is it going on the card all as credit or is part of it being disbursed as cash? And the reason I'm asking that is I have observed, as I'm sure others have as well, that people aren't using the cash for food. They're using it for other things.
All right. Thank you for your question. And Joseph, maybe you can answer that.
Yeah, sure. Thank you, caller, for your question. So the $250 emergency food assistance is going in as credit for food restricted items. So it can only be used for the food items that they would normally purchase through the SNAP food restricted program.
You know, we have another a question, and I'm not sure how this all connects, but what happened to the rainy day fund money, COVID funds from the federal government? Why is the state not funding other missing funds with this and then applying for a refund once the federal government is refunded? I don't know.
Yeah, okay, that's an important question to bring up. Unfortunately, I don't have all the answers for that. You know, COVID monies, I believe, had to have been obligated by 2023. So in response to where's the COVID money, you know, I believe that that's already passed. So, you know, but if I'm incorrect, we can provide your office more information or the station. In addition, about the rainy day funds, in order to access the rainy day funds, there is the requirement of a special session because there is legislative authority to expending the rainy day funds. Currently, with the programs that we created, you know, that Governor Green created, we have the TANF Hawaii Relief Program, which is utilizing TANF reserves. So that is different than the rainy day fund for the food assistance or the emergency food assistance program, the $250 per individual that who are on SNAP, that has been from the Department of Human Services. And then when the legislative session comes in to session in January, we'll ask for an emergency allotment to replace the money that we've expended for that. So there's it wasn't necessary to tap into the rainy day fund. In addition, with the way the world seems to be at this moment in time, we're not sure how long the federal shutdown will last, you know, and so I think what we have to do is take it day by day and look to see what other things happen and then if we'll need to tap the rainy day fund.
Okay, but we can count ourselves lucky that we've had this turn of events and we've had these programs in place just as a backstop for our people in need. And, you know, we did reach out to AARP, which lobbies for all seniors across the country, and it estimates that here in Hawaii, 9% of our kupuna are food insecure. Here's Craig Gima.
What that means is, yes, maybe everybody can afford ramen, right? But can you afford the choy sum and char siu to make it nutritious? And that's what SNAP does. So in Hawaii, we're estimating that there are about 52,000 when I'm 50 and older, who are on SNAP and who get some form of benefits. The average benefit is about $450 a month. It makes a difference, right? People might not starve because they can buy cheap, not food that's made, but they're going to lack nutrition. And that's what SNAP does for kupuna. It allows them to have nutritious meals and not struggle as much.
And then, Jillian, I don't know, what can you tell us, you know, with your clients? I'm sure you get lots of calls from kupuna.
Yes. We have been assessing our own internal funding to see if we can actually help with maybe some gift cards and whatnot. It hasn't been determined yet, but you know, each nonprofit agency, they're all looking to help in this, because the Kupuna is probably the, I don't want to say the forgotten group, but they generally have the least amount of funding for certain things, especially with their food and also their rent. So this financially strapped population is definitely has its challenges.
Yeah, and there are many programs out there to help Kupuna. You know, there's Meals on Wheels. I remember one a gentleman that I talked to, he was in his 80s, pushing 90, and he said, I'm a bachelor. I don't like to do dishes. I don't cook. You know, every morning I have a banana with peanut butter. And then he gets his meals through Meals on Wheels, which is was just really touching. You know, it's just he's just being straight up. But, you know, it's hard to change those habits when you're older like
right.
that.
And, you know, I think this is why we're actually quite lucky that Governor Green is a medical doctor. Mm-hmm. Right. He understands the relationship between nutrition and health and housing and health and insurance and health, right? Everything. So, and that's, I believe, you know, part of the commitment that he made with the $250 emergency food allotment or assistance was to ensure that people didn't experience that food insecurity, right? So even if we had the federal funding of SNAP at the full amount, which just happened, that people would still have a little bit of a cushion in which they could buy those healthier food options.
And we know that they're going to change some of the requirements, you know, for some of these programs. And so it's going to get tougher for people, and they may get cut off the list.
Right.
Yeah. So lots to, you know, keep track of. Anything else that you want to add just about Kupuna, you know, from the Catholic Charities point of view?
We're here for you. So give us a call if, you know, you're finding yourself in need. Our helpline is 808-521-4357. We have a option for the Kupuna to select. Again, since the Hawaii Relief Program, though, did launch, all of our services are getting an increase in calls. So, you know, we thank everybody for their patience as we sift through everything and call people back in the order received.
And how's your staff doing?
Thank you. You know, hanging in there. It's really early to tell really what, you know, the impact of all of these floods of applications and inquiries are going to have on staff. But we are trying to gear up additional staff members. You know, to help with the load. But they are hanging in there.
Yeah, well, I know when we had the governor on, I'd asked him when he stepped up this program, I said, do we have enough staff? You know, how are folks doing over at the Human Services? And he mentioned, well, Catholic Charities, so that's why I had to ask. And so, you wanted to add something?
Yeah, what I want to add is that Catholic Charities is our partner for people on Kauai, Oahu, and island of Hawaii. For our residents on the islands of Maui, Molokai, and Lanai, they need to call Maui Economic Opportunity. I don't have their number readily available, but if they call 211, they can get the number for Maui Economic Opportunity, because they are our partners for the Hawaii Relief Program on those three islands.
Okay, it's important information for neighbor islands to know. All right. Well, you know, this is The Conversation on Hawaii Public Radio, and we've been talking about SNAP benefits and other disruptions caused by the government shutdown. You can join our discussion by calling 1-808-941-3689. Stay with us. We'll be right back after a break.
Support for HPR comes from Hawaii Energy, developing tailored energy conservation solutions. Learn more about lighting upgrades available through February at hawaiienergy.com/lighting.
This is Ira Glass. On This American Life, we like stories that surprise you. For instance, imagine finding a new hobby and realizing,
to do this hobby right, according to the ways of the masters, there's a pretty good chance that you're going to have to bend the law to get the materials that you need.
If not break it.
Yeah, to break international laws.
Real life stories, really good ones. every week.
Beginning Saturday at noon.
Support for HPR comes from HMSA. For over 87 years, providing health plans to the people of Hawaii with a commitment to supporting the health and well-being of the community. Learn more at hmsa.com.
You know, just yesterday, the Office of Hawaiian Affairs approved setting aside $6 million to help beneficiaries who are on SNAP or have been furloughed by the federal government and are not getting a paycheck. And there may have been a number of those people who maybe weren't eligible for the Hawaii Relief Program. Families, we were told, can start applying on Monday, November 10th, and the Hawaiian Council will manage the program for OHA. OHA estimates that more than 47,000 Native Hawaiians receive SNAP benefits and just under 5,000 are part of the federal workforce. Here's what community member Davis Price told the OHA board at its emergency meeting on yesterday.
Mahalo for taking that action on the benefits for the relief for our beneficiaries. I was just in a call last week with the staff over there at Waianae Coast Comprehensive Health Center. They do kupuna meal distributions weekly. They have 1,100 recipients on the regular. They said over the weekend it jumped by 50%. They saw 500 more people in their lines. So it's a significant need. And it's a reminder of the work that we all have to do. I think it's troubling when we talk about the SNAP benefits and the federal government shutdown. And I just, making note of this. From an Indigenous perspective, you step back and think about the fact that they've taken our land and our ability to sustain ourselves, made us fully reliant on this system, and deprived those who most need it of the resources to survive within that system.
And it was Davis Price who was speaking at an OHA emergency meeting yesterday. And, there are so many Native Hawaiian families out there in need. All across the state. And like you mentioned, if you live on Maui, right, the Maui Economic Opportunity folks are the ones that you should tap, if you have any questions. And I believe you have the updated number
Yes.
for people to call.
Right. So I have the number now. So for residents on Maui, Molokai, and Lanai, the telephone number for Maui Economic Opportunity is 808-243-4357.
If you're listening out there, you've just heard Joseph Campos, who is with the Department of Human Services. We also have Jillian Okamoto, who's with the Catholic Charities. They're in studio today to take your questions. There have been a number of developments. It's just been a flurry of developments all this week, back and forth. And so you may have questions about the SNAP benefits that appeared on your EBT card this morning, knowing, that there was so much worry and concern. And I think that's the thing. It's just so heartwarming to see the community step up because they don't want anyone to go hungry.
Yes. And that was the Hawaii food banks, right? So we have Hawaii Food Bank for Kauai and Oahu, Maui Food Bank for Maui, Lanai, and Molokai, and a food basket for the island of Hawaii. All three of them have stepped up to increase their food supplies. Governor Green and the legislature, awarded $2 million immediately to help, shore up their supply so that they could meet the increased demands for all people who are experiencing food insecurity.
Yeah, and when we talked with Aloha United Way, Michelle Bartel, she brought up a particular call that came into the 211 line. Here's what she said.
Someone reached out to our 211 statewide helpline, and she explained that her spouse has a job that is with the federal government. He'd actually had been taking medical leave this past summer, and he was just back to work right before the shutdown happened. And so for the first time ever in their lives, they're now in a situation where they're not able to pay their mortgage. So they've been putting as many of their bills as they can on credit cards, and they're watching the credit card debt slowly rack up. When she heard about the governor's program, she encouraged her husband to reach out. And I should also say that this is a woman who cares full-time for their disabled child. So she's not working right now. So the husband was a little bit skeptical about, number one, whether or not that program would even really apply to them. So the wife, she was very concerned about her husband because she watched him really start to kind of slide into hopelessness and maybe a little bit of depression. So she reached out and she decided that she was going to call 211. And number one, for her to do that, the bravery of folks who have never found themselves in this position, and it's really hard for folks who have been self-sufficient their whole lives to all of a sudden feel themselves in this position where they need to be reaching out. But when the specialist told her, we really think you can apply. It sounds like you really qualify for this. Let me get you connected to the Hawaii Relief Program. And this is what you do. The woman was also willing to take a referral to the crisis prevention hotline. And she was so grateful. As you can imagine, she was in tears. And it really did stick with that information and referral specialist because she thought, you know, this is why we're here.
And that just touches your heart, you know, because you don't realize the circumstances that people are struggling with, and it's multiple things, and it can be very traumatic. Yeah. And I'm sure she'll, you know, your folks will be connecting with her.
Yes.
Yeah. We do have another call. Lauren, what's on your mind?
Hello. First of all, I wanted to say I'm so relieved that people are having their SNAP benefits reinstated today and thankful for the governor being on top of that. In your program, to enlighten everyone of what's available, and I myself have questions regarding who I might call. I don't have an immediate necessity, but I would like to apply, see what I do qualify for, because we are in that situation where we run short quite often, and I'm on the Big Island of Hawaii, and I would like to know what is the best number to call for relief for food supplemental income.
Okay, and Jillian, maybe you can answer that.
I'm sure. So we actually don't have any food on hand at our offices or anything like that. But if you do have questions and want to run, you know, your situation by one of our intake specialists, definitely give us a call. And the main number is 808-521-4357. And, you know, any helpline you call, because we have it, we have a helpline on each island, it'll get to somebody who can help assess the situation and provide appropriate referrals and information.
Okay. All right. That's good. And, you know, we did talk to another resident from the Big Island, Craig from Waimea. He reached out to us about his situation as a senior without dependents. And the conversations Maddie Bender spoke with him about how he stretches $400 a month in SNAP benefits. You know, as of Monday when we talked to him, he hadn't received any money on his card for the month.
You know, up here on the Big Island, there's KTA and Foodland that have the Bucks program where certain produce items are like 50% off if you use the Bucks program if you're on a SNAP benefit. So, I mean, that stretches it a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But otherwise than that, we're looking at sales every week, coupons, and going to the open market and seeing what we, you know, what prices are good there. So we eat a lot of veggies, fruits when we can purchase it, and chicken, fish, beef is a nicety.
Do you have a plan in place if, you know, your card doesn't get refilled and that $400 doesn't get to you for the month of November?
You know, we don't eat lavishly, but we've been stocking up. We've been looking at canned goods. Because we always got to have it in case there's an emergency hurricane or something up here. And I think we're pretty okay for the next couple of weeks, maybe 3 weeks. We should be all right with what we got in our freezer and our canned goods and our little garden that we got going.
Well, good for Craig for you know, planning ahead.
Yeah, and I just wanted to provide a little bit more information for, I believe her name was Lauren, the caller that mm-hmm. just called in. So Lauren, you know, and this is for anybody else out there, to apply for the SNAP program, Please contact 1-855-643-1643. It's the Public Assistance Information System. DHS is open and processing applications. So if you think you might be in a situation where you need to apply for the SNAP benefits, please do so.
Okay, and then we will hopefully get all those numbers on our website later for our listeners. We have another call, Melanie from Honolulu. I've got a question for us?
Yes, hello?
Yes.
Hi. The people who are not currently receiving EBT benefits and they're applying for the $250 relief, how are they receiving the money? Are they getting cash like the previous caller implied, or are they getting an EBT card or some other thing like that? And I'm sorry if you already answered the question while I was getting into the house.
Okay, no problem. Joseph, you want to take that?
Yeah, so the 250 emergency food assistance program are for those people who are already on SNAP. You know, so right now we don't have a program for people that are not on the SNAP program. However, you know, please reach out to 211. They have a variety of different resources that they can point you to, and also the food banks, because the state is helping by increasing the monies that they get, you know, to increase their supply.
You know, I know that when we talked to the food bank folks this morning, they said, you know, they are still, you know, looking for more donations. And the Lieutenant Governor's office announced that the state libraries were a drop-off point for a number of people who would like to help replenish the stores at the food banks across the state. And I talked to the head librarian, Stacey Aldrich, last night, and she says that they've asked for help from the National Guard to help move those food donations that came in this week, you know, to the food hubs that need them. Here's what she had to say.
Our librarians like to help. They like to be supportive of their communities. So this is not a challenge for us. It's something that we find to be very important. You know, we share all kinds of things in our libraries. So sharing food is just another way to support our communities. I think it's just our mission and our vision. Our vision actually says nourished minds, but we also believe you can't have a nourished mind without a nourished body. And so food is so important right now. We want to make sure that we help to contribute in any way we can to the community coming together and helping our neighbors.
And, you know, we are getting into the holiday season. So, you know, it'd be good just to have, you know, some backup. Right? Because that's what we do in the holidays. We get together with our family and we break bread. But, you know, we've got about, maybe 6 minutes or so. Is there important information that the state wants to get out to people because of this new development? Maybe recap what just happened.
Sure. So there's several programs. One, people definitely call 211 because they will have Catholic Charities number. They will have Maui Economic Opportunity number, as well as, you know, all the other resources out there. You know, from the state perspective, right, we've funded $2 million to the food banks, and we have it within the procurement process that can be increased should we need to. So we are, you know, watching to see, you know, what's necessary. We did create the Hawaii Relief Program, you know, so again, that's for families with dependent children or expecting mothers in their third trimester. And what's the good thing on that one is that we increased the TANF eligibility to 300% of the federal poverty level. Normally it's, I believe, at 140%. So that will hopefully open up the group. In addition, as Jillian mentioned and we discussed with that program, it's episodic need. So we are looking at your current point in time, not your previous income or not your future income. So please, you know, if you didn't receive your paycheck, if you got laid off, you know, any financial crisis, apply and let the experts make that determination. Then there's the $250 emergency food assistance program for those people on SNAP. You know, we are looking at other things. The governor, his executive team, the entirety of all state of Hawaii agency staffs. I mean, this has been a team effort across multiple agencies, you know, and of course, the DHS staff have been absolutely fabulous. The legislature, you know, legislators have been supportive of us moving forward with this. You know, so truly, this is a statewide response to try to mitigate some of the, you know, downsides of this situation that we find ourselves in with the federal shutdown.
And, you know, if anything, I think it really puts a spotlight on all the outreach workers, all of our nonprofits, all the people that are in the trenches, that are out there on the front line, seeing this need and the emotion and then the fear, you know, because the uncertainty is just, it's crazy right now. But anything else that you want to say, Jillian, just about that? Because I think there are lots of programs, right, that people may be eligible for but have not applied.
Right. So give us a call and see, you know, talk story with our intake specialists and see what programs you might be eligible for. If you're not eligible for one of ours, we are knowledgeable on the other resources in the community as well. And I understand that, you know, we're talking about families and food insecurities and whatnot, but there are other programs that folks may also want to hear about. And again, it just depends on, you know, your situation, but our intake specialists are ready to just talk story and see what we can do to help.
Well, I know that we heard from ARP, like, oh gosh, so many more people could be eligible for the Meals on Wheels or for the WIC program, right?
Right.
So what else can you say that you want to get out to our listeners?
Well, one is, you know, special thanks, you know, to our community-based organizations that are right there on the front lines dealing with the people. You know, just know that the state in its entirety, right, state government, county government, community-based organizations, we're here because we care and we want to help you. In addition, I believe the Hawaii Community Foundation has reestablished or opened up their, I believe it's the Hawaii Resiliency Fund. You know, so if people who have means want to contribute money, you know, then there's that organization. You know, the food bank, I think even, you know, they like having the food, but I think they also like having the dollar, you know, the funds to be able to purchase food because they get special rates on the food that they purchase, right?
Yeah, so that's true. When I talked to them this morning, they said, I think for every dollar, they can stretch to five, you know, and it just goes so much further. Yes. When you can do that. It's important. And again, the call for volunteers, because a lot of the staffers that have been out there are exhausted, right? Yeah. And so if you can spell somebody either out on the food line, or wherever you can, just volunteer to help. I don't know. Any other final thoughts?
We're just happy to be here helping the community in partnership with, you know, DHS and then also MEO to get the Hawaii Relief Program launched and maintained and running.
You know, I have to think that the ordeal we went through with the pandemic, you know, we had to be in a totally different mindset. We had to pivot, you know, and I think, you know, kudos to the staff that stepped up to make sure that we could get that $250 out to the people who need it, not on the 14th, but on the 10th. I mean, that's just terrific.
Yes.
You know, and so, yeah, we went through a really rough time during the pandemic. And, you know, knowing that we had that terrible disaster on Maui, I think what I'm left with is that the community really just comes together when there's a need. You know, we are the Aloha State, and that's what living in Hawaii is all about, I think, at the end of the day.
Well, and I think, you know, you're mentioning, right, COVID, the pandemic, Maui, now the federal shutdown. I think we can also add, maybe not only are we the Aloha State, we're the Imua State.
There you go. I like that. Imua.
Imua.
Going forward with strength. Well, we are going to, reach out to a number of these nonprofits, I think, next week to figure out, okay, you know, what happens now? What's the best information to give to our community? We'll be checking back with OHA, you know, and the Hawaiian Council as they step up their programs, because if not for this need, there'll be another one, you know, around the corner. And, you know, keep our fingers crossed. We're still in hurricane season, so that hopefully we don't have to deal with a natural disaster. But it's important that we kokua and replenish our food stores so that when people need it and ask for help, that it's there.
Yes.
Any final phone numbers that you want to get out, or websites?
211.
211. Yeah. Okay. And if you can't get in and call 211, you can go online and maybe you can get your needs met.
Yeah, and so I know my public information officer will be very mad if I don't say this. So every state website has a banner across the website that will link them to the relief programs. So they don't have to go to DHS, right? They can go to any state website, and across the top, there'll be a banner that has the link to all the relief programs.
Okay, so hopefully that'll help speed things up.
Yes.
and ease our frustration.
Right.
and the red tape sometimes that go along with it. All right, well, we would like to thank our guests, Jillian Okamoto and Joseph Campos, and we thank you, the listener, for joining us on today's show. That is it for our Aloha Friday show. Coming up next week, we are continuing to monitor the situation at our airports. What do you think about the flight reductions? Have you been affected? Call our talkback line. That's 808-792-8217. Or email us at talkback@hawaiipublicradio.org. You can find the conversation as a podcast on Spotify or Apple. Our program is produced by Maddie Bender, Lillian Song, and D.W. Gibson, with support from Savannah Herman-Pote and the HPR Digital Team. Our backyard quiz theme written for us by John DeMello, theme music courtesy of Gypsy 808. I'm Catherine Cruz. Join us on Monday. Pick up the conversation.